talk. I'd love to talk.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I sound like when I talk.
I like the way you talk.
You forgot about one little thing. It's called the music.
Places, please. The dance is about to begin.
It's the Morning Crew Radio Show on Rock 104.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome into the Fortress of Attitude, the Morning Crew Radio Show, up and running on this Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Glad that you're with us here on Rock 104. Maybe you're listening in through the stream or app. Thank you so much. You've told Alexa to play us. Again, we're appreciative of that. You can check in and join in at 545-ROCK or 649-ROLL. The texting number also available to you, also at 545-ROCK, and all our area code 601. Email at us, morningcrew@rock104fm.com, and let's see here. Oh, yeah, social media platforms are out there, too. Weather-wise, the moral words of John Lamar, it's cold and I don't care for it.
Yep.
Wondered as he came in this morning. It's a little on the chilly side as we get you started. You may encounter a little bit of fog. That'll burn off rather rapidly if it hasn't already. We're in the low 40s through much of the Pine Belt, 43 right now in Hattiesburg. I'm Tom Colt. Over there, the hardest working man on the radio today, Mr. Flying Brian Hicks.
Hey now.
And the man who's trying to warm his bones, John Lamar.
Come on. Got all these layers.
It's a little chilly, but not too bad.
I mean, you know, if you had to stay outside and stand at the bus stop, you might want something to...
It's basically May. Like, come on, let's get here with spring. Let's go.
I slept with a window open last night.
Madness.
I can't do that because of the pollen.
And the critters. Spooning a possum.
You have screens on the windows, I hope.
I do. But some of them critters are smart.
Yep. Figure out how to get that screen out of that window.
Right, hit that little latch on the side, and then it's a free-for-all.
He's right. You got to be careful.
Right, yeah. Possum up in your belly. Squirrels nestled in the crook of your knees.
I would welcome it if a possum crawled into bed with me.
What about toad?
Yeah, I'm okay with frogs and toads.
Don't they give you warts or something? Or is that a wives' tale?
I think that's a wives' tale.
I don't know. Medical science is still out on the subject.
I don't think that's...
But yeah, it's nice outside.
It
was a nice day yesterday.
It was a gorgeous day yesterday.
Yeah, that I was on board with. That was fine.
It'll actually, by this afternoon, be up the upper 70s for your high. So, and then we're going to be in the 80s the rest of the week. So we're kind of back to where, I guess...
Just get through it.
Yeah. It's you know... It's a schizophrenic Mississippi weather.
All that global warming. That's why it's cold in the morning.
Well, throws things out of kilter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Probably because the sun's gone.
What?
Why it's cold.
Yeah. Till the sun comes back, it's kind of chilly.
If you say so.
His pen just broke.
Yeah, I just shot the lid off of my marker here. Be right back.
Found it.
There we go. Good. Back on track.
That's what I get for fidgeting.
And I was going to say, you're a very fidgety person.
I'm a fidgeter.
Do we need to get you one of those fidget spinner things?
No. No, that's a toy for children. A grown man with a fidget spinner? Like, what in the world? Just chew on your nails like a normal human.
If we got him one, he'd play with it.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're enabling, right? At that point, you're enabling.
And let's just call it. It would only be a matter of a minute or two before it's off on the floor somewhere.
Yeah, I drop it. Yeah.
Look at him rocking his leg right now.
Yeah, I bounce my leg.
You can't sit still at all.
No. I can go hours without moving.
I haven't even had caffeine yet, and that's me. That's my thing.
That's why I call you Hua.
Hua?
Like, as in Chihuahua. A Chihuahua.
They're not that fidgety. Like, their motions are fidgety looking, but when they're not moving, they don't fidget.
I don't think anything when it's not moving doesn't fidget.
It's a strong argument.
Oh, anyway. So... Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday part two. It's feeling like it too.
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
You know, maybe I'm moving around to stay warm. You ever think of that?
It's very bothersome.
Okay.
You moving and also being warm.
I'm done moving.
There we go. That's perfect.
Can you hold that for the next 3.5 hours?
No, not even one chance that's going to happen, but I will give it my old college try.
See, I haven't moved at all since we've been on the air.
That's true, except for your mouth.
Well, yeah. And yeah. Your head slight a little head, bit, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Probably your guts and lungs.
Mm-mm. I hadn't took a breath.
That's actually very impressive.
You're over there moving now.
Yeah, I told you I couldn't maintain it.
You said you were going to give it the old college try.
I did, and then I got bored.
Just like in college.
Go ahead. I don't care. You bring an entire tray of nachos into the studio.
I don't know what to talk about.
And he's trying to turn away from the microphone. I could just turn your microphone off if you'd like. Then you can just snack this break if you'd like to.
It's important to weigh in on the news, Tom. Issues affect us every day.
It's a whole baking sheet of nachos.
It's not, yeah.
Whatever was left in the bag.
It's like I've got nachos this morning for breakfast. And I thought, okay, it's unusual, but that.
You want one? They're still hot.
No, I'm fine.
And
they're a little plain.
They are a little plain. I ran out of accoutrements.
And so I'm thinking, okay, well, a basket of nachos. You know, like you get at the ballpark.
Sure.
Maybe a little platter. No, he's got an entire baking sheet full
of
nachos.
In all fairness, it is roughly 3/4 of a baking sheet.
And no jalapenos on there?
No.
No meat?
No salsa?
This is me clearing out my pantry, okay?
So you basically just threw some cheese on it and popped it in the oven.
Yeah, it's not good enough for anything else. It's just like it needed to go. So here it is going.
Could have bought you another jar of salsa or something.
No, I had to get here on time. You know what? Actually, I have a jar of salsa at home. Son of a gun.
Proper planning. Did you just get up this morning, looked in the closet, and saw what was there?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it? That was the thought process.
Well, if you want to run home and get your salsa, that's fine.
I'm sure the bosses would love that. Why is John not on the show? Salsa problems, ma'am.
And he comes back and we've eaten all his nachos.
Now I'm just the guy drinking a jar of salsa and crying.
He runs spicy all the way home to get salsa. Meanwhile, Brian goes across the street to the curb store.
Yeah.
And is back in like 3 minutes.
I thought about that too.
Okay. Well, while you crunch away over there, here we go with the shootings again.
Now, y'all?
Yeah, and I'm the problem with nachos.
Maybe that would solve the problems here in Hattiesburg with the shootings if we just gave people nachos.
I'm not sure it would help.
You know, at this point in the game, be wrong.
They got nachos just about everywhere.
He's not wrong.
These are the better kind, though.
Like, if I was going to shoot somebody, I would, like, you know what? I'd rather have a plate of nachos.
I would, too. How about a corn dog?
I don't care how mad I am about whatever.
Yeah. Plate of nachos, take care of it?
Just a good snack. Instead of murdering, how about just getting you a little happy snack?
So you think they ought to have, like, French fry dispensers on every street corner in the crime-ridden neighborhoods? You know, anytime you feel upset, you get a hot fry.
Hmm.
The logistics of that may be a little tough.
Well, sure. You either want murder or you don't.
I'm just saying, French fries are readily available. Remove yourself from the situation and go get a snack.
Okay, gotcha.
By the way, speaking of French fries, you see they closed down the Wendy's there on Hardy Street.
No.
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are others.
But what if I'm on Hardy Street and I'm in a mood to baconate?
You're going to have to go to one of the other two.
Dark times.
Mm. Anyway, back to the murder. And actually, this wasn't a murder. This was a case of attempted murder. The Hub City authorities yesterday arrested a Hattiesburg man on aforementioned charges. This is in connection to a Sunday night shooting that happened in the 200 block of Martin Luther King Avenue.
Of all places.
I know.
Every time you hear it, it's like, that is not his legacy.
Mm. Anyway, began with an altercation between a group of individuals, escalated, and ended with a shot being fired. Hattiesburg police say a man suffered a gunshot wound to the facial region. He was airlifted to Jackson for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. So I guess there's silver lining there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because probably say shot in the face.
Yeah.
I think life-threatening.
Yeah. Still, he probably would prefer just not to be shot in the face at all.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, yesterday HPD arrested a guy by the name of Damond Harvey for his alleged involvement in the shooting. The 24-year-old has been charged with attempted murder. Police adding their investigation is ongoing and other arrests are pending.
You're right, though. When you hear shot in the face, you really only think one outcome.
Yes.
Like, best case scenario, you're drinking through a straw for a long time.
Disfigurement, at the very least, right?
Maybe. I don't know. It's just a shame
that
this had to happen on Martin Luther King Avenue. Like, why can't we, you know, honor his memory properly? Go to Martin Luther King Avenue, engage in communism and infidelity. That way you can properly honor his memory and what he was all about.
Or just drag him over to Lee Street.
Well, there's something that's not murdery sounding or shooting sounding. A couple of nature notes for you. We have a pink moon tonight.
That's not real.
No.
It's not actually pink. No.
It's the same moon that's always up there.
I know.
Right. They're not replacing moons.
It's nothing to do with the natural color of the moon. The old Farmer's Almanac calls the pink moon in connection to the early spring bloom of certain wildflowers, including one native to eastern North America that's often called moss pink. So that's why they call it the pink moon.
That's dumb.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm so sick of that thing.
Duly noted.
Yeah, it's like the wolf moon doesn't turn into a wolf. The blood moon is not made of blood. The pink moon isn't pink. The blue moon isn't blue. The super moon had zero powers.
Did you see it this morning?
Yes, very bright.
Yeah, big, stupid, and yeller. And an eyesore and a distraction as I'm trying to drive to work. It's just, it serves no purpose. Something needs to be done about it.
It serves a very important purpose.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It gets in the way is what it does.
Who needs the tides, right?
Well, we'll worry about that later.
That whole gyroscopic keeping the Earth in orbit so we can all live and breathe.
Yeah, says who?
The scientists.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
You know what? Now that you say it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Hmm. Like, why would one thing need to be a ball around another ball for the first ball to actually keep being a ball?
I mean, we're blowing up all this Earth stuff. Perfectly good moon we could blow up there.
There you go, people. Do your shooting at the moon.
Hmm. Isn't shooting the moon also a phrase?
Mm-hmm.
Turn of a phrase? Yeah. Okay. So one other little kind of nature note for you here, sort of. You know, yesterday was Earth Day.
I did not.
Yeah.
Sick of that, too.
Sick of the Earth?
Yeah. Sucks. Worst planet ever.
Clearly hasn't been to Venus.
I like Venus. It's a pretty shade.
Is it? It's basically just orange.
Yeah, I like orange.
Okay, fair enough. He's a fan.
The Mall of America. You familiar with the Mall of America there in Bloomington, Minnesota?
Been there. Yeah, it's something to see.
Is it still open?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
You can't just close down a mall with a roller coaster.
Believe me, we'd try here.
I mean, it's a matter of time, right?
In Bloomington, Minnesota, they can't do like they do here where we have the outdoor malls all over the place because, well, it's basically winter 9 months out of the year there.
The homeless would die.
So the Mall of America celebrated Earth Day yesterday with the largest ladybug release ever.
Ew, what in the world? Why?
144,000 ladybugs were set free inside the mall.
Ladybugs! They're everywhere!
Set to control the pests that inhabit some 30,000 plants that are inside the mall.
They let 144,000 bugs loose in the mall?
Yeah.
What if we shoot for no bugs?
Yeah.
Well,
can you imagine
you have to get rid of all the plants then, too.
Enjoy your chicken sandwich at the food court?
No kidding! And there are multiple restaurants in the Mall of America. Now they're all dealing with bugs. And it's like, not my problem. Wasn't my call.
Just an ice cream cone covered in ladybugs.
Right?
riding the aforementioned roller coaster that John's talking about.
Yeah, hitting you in the face.
Mouthful of bugs.
Oh, God forbid you're in line at Subway. They throw away every manner of stuff on there. You don't know where the bugs are.
Yep, you're going to get a ladybug.
And they smell bad. Ryan, don't ladybugs release that funny little smell when
I've
you touch them?
I've never noticed that.
I ain't never smelled one before.
Yeah, they have like a skunk mechanism. When you mess with them, they emit a certain odor.
Just never noticed.
Never got that close to one.
Play with a ladybug sometime and then sniff your finger.
Ways to have fun with John Lamar.
How about we give away some free stuff?
Okay.
John, you got some nachos left we can throw to the masses?
I have nachos left because I made way, way, way too many, but they are mine.
All right, see if we can find something else then to give away with today's stupid question of the day.
This is stupid, this is dumb, there ain't no freaking way. This is downright ridiculous, it's a stupid question of the day. I don't know, I don't have a clue, I don't know what to say. I feel like an idiot, it's a stupid question of the day.
545-ROCK, 649-ROLL, area 601-545-7625 or 649-7655. Believe we've got some Southern Miss baseball tickets. Here is your question. 55% of women have used company time to do this. What is it?
Cry. They all the time crying about something.
I hate to say it, but it's probably higher.
It's probably 55%. 55% of women, a little bit more than half, have used company time to do this. Basically, they've done this while technically on the clock. What is it?
What is sip on one of them Diet Cokes?
Again, that number is probably a little higher. But, I mean, you can sip on a Diet Coke and still be on company time.
Don't I know it.
How about eating nachos while sipping on a Diet Coke?
Breakfast of champions. And people who have colon cancer.
Why, you have colon cancer then?
No, but I'm working on it.
Okay, very good. Well, I have a goal for your life. That's what I always say. 55% of women have used company time to do this. What is it? 545-ROCK, 649-ROLL, and good morning. What is your guess?
Morning. Is it put on their makeup?
Putting on the makeup? No.
Sir, you know, you do that in the car while driving.
That's actually not a bad guess, though. How many women will go to the restroom while on, again, company time to check what it is?
You touch
know.
Up. Yeah,
touch up.
Powder they nose.
Yeah, especially if you got, you know, not powder in the nose. Anyway, good
two
morning.
Birds.
Good morning. What is your answer?
Shop online.
Shopping online. That's a great guess.
That's a very good guess.
Very good guess. That's not right. But it... The person who said makeup closer so far, the answers.
So you're saying this is a vanity thing?
Yes. Yes, it's a vanity thing. 55% of women have used company time to do this. Good morning. What's your guess?
Hair appointment.
A hair appointment. You're a little bit closer still.
Yep.
Because it doesn't happen within the company walls. I mean, you can shop online within the company walls.
Depending on the company.
Well, in most businesses, right? In most instances, this happens outside of where you work. I mean, unless you actually work there. Good morning, Rock 104. What is your answer?
They go shopping.
They go shopping. Nope, not go shopping. Good morning. What do you think it is?
They tan.
Boom, that's it?
Yes.
That's it? First woman caller nails it. 55% of women have used company time to go tanning.
How is that possible?
You just go stand in the sun?
When I think of tanning, I think of the bed. The you know.
That's probably what this is in reference
right?
to
like
as
the
well.
Air fryer for people.
Yeah. You know, the sun's out there and it's free.
He's right.
Yeah. It takes a little longer with the sun, though, I think, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I've never been in a tanning salon.
You've never been?
No. Why would I go?
Have you had a prom date who was particularly tan, and you're trying to catch up to her?
Does he look like he has ever gone to a prom?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? A video store that I used to go to back in the day had a tanning salon
there you go.
In the back.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
You'd sneak in on your breaks?
Yeah.
is this on the phone?
Tabitha.
Tabitha, you ever snuck out on company time to go tan?
No.
Okay.
All right. A likely story.
A little too quick with the response on that, methinks. Anyway, Tabitha, hang on. We're going to get you set up. We got some Southern Miss baseball tickets for you. Well played. Let's see what we got headline-wise. Let's see. How about a shooting story?
You already did that.
I got another one.
Another one?
Yes, Lord.
That's two shooting stories today.
Yep, it is.
Y'all need to stop.
Hattiesburg man is in custody following a shooting that happened early Saturday morning in the wee hours. Tremaine Berry booked into the Forest County Jail on a charge of use of a deadly weapon. Hub City police say no injuries were reported in the incident, which happened in the 3800 block of West 4th Street. However, officials say that one vehicle did get hit by a couple of rounds during that gunplay.
Somebody probably had nothing to do with the whole thing. They go out to their car, get a pack of smokes later, and there's holes in it.
Right. I bet this was old Tremaine, allegedly. If only he could be more like his brother, Tree Secondary.
Tree Secondary Barry?
How about Tertiary Barry?
Tremaine Barry, Tree Secondary Barry, and Tertiary Barry, the Berries.
No, the Hattiesburg Berries.
Listen, if you don't want us to poke fun at you, don't get booked into the Forest County Jail on the alleged charges of use of a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm. Better still to stay out of the news altogether, if you could all help it.
That's true.
Yeah. We generally don't pick on people who aren't in the news. Generally. City of Hattiesburg is hosting its annual summer job fair for high school students later today.
You may stop by there.
Okay. Well, you're older than 16, although I don't know that you'd qualify still. Anyway, it's taking place this afternoon from 4 till 6 at the Jackie Dole Sherrill Community Center. In addition to local employers, a number of Hattiesburg City departments will also have representatives on hand, including Parks and Recreation, Public Works, Police and Fire Departments, as well as the Water and Sewer Department.
Dude, I could do Parks and Rec. I've seen every episode.
Yeah, you'd be a Ron.
I think I would be.
I gotta say, though, I take issue with this.
Okay.
Look at the runtime. 4 to 6 p.m. So you're going to send his kids to school all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on top of all that, you expect them to go to a job fair. If you want them to go to a job fair, let it be a thing they can get out of class for. It's obvious. It's obvious.
Okay.
Right? Like, do 1 to 3.
Well, let's get them ready for the tough job that's up ahead. You know, crunching numbers down at the sewer department.
You have a feeling that the water and sewer department table is going to be one of the least visited tables there at the job fair.
I don't know. Not once they see the salary. Municipal employees, man, they are fairly finely compensated. What do you mean, no? Not in this state, huh?
Not probably as well as they should be for mucking around and...
And doo-doo.
Fair enough. Maybe it's just a racket up where I'm from.
Well, they're not unionized here.
Oh, there it is. Good.
Anyway, so that's a thing. Oh, while we're on the subject of students, about 11% of high school and college papers now have some sort of AI writing in them.
Oh, yeah.
This according to the plagiarism detection service called Turnitin. Clever name.
Why don't you just call it snitch.com?
200 million papers from high school and college students were examined. 200 million.
It's a lot of reading.
In 11% of all papers, 20% of the content was AI generated. In some papers, AI wrote up to 80%.
Did they use AI to find out if these were AI generated?
If there's 200,000 papers surveyed?
200 million.
Yes, AI was 100% used.
Yes, and in a bit of irony here, 22% of teachers also use AI, which means we may have entered a loop where AI grades papers written by AI.
Two words, home and school.
Because you can't use AI at home?
You can at least keep track of it.
Okay.
Let's be honest. I mean, sorry, I know teachers do a difficult job, but there are some of them that don't care.
Sure.
Even at the college level, there are some associate professors who are 100% checked out. I know because some of them have taught me. Okay? Like, some of them are dumber than I am from the first day I walk in the door.
Just let that one lay there.
Have you seen Facebook's got a handy dandy AI thingamabob?
Yeah, it'll make your post funnier. Yeah, you can rewrite it with AI to make it funnier, make it spicier.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You write something, just a thought, and you're like, you know what, make this sound like Rodney Dangerfield said it.
Oh.
And it'll be like, here you go. Yeah, no respect. Yeah.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, so check it out.
AI grading papers written by AI.
Your joke should get better, Tom.
You would hope.
I mean, we had a novel sent to us from the good people at Smoothie King written by a robot.
I do remember that.
Still got it on my bookshelf. Sometimes I read it to relax.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime. It's gone.
From around the world, around the country, around your block, and up your alley.
The stories that don't tend to get a lot of attention elsewhere, we call this the news not making the news. And we're off to Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Dude over in Alabama by the name of Dylan Wareham is attempting to eat at Chipotle for 1,000 straight days.
That's not a bad idea. They have a pretty expansive menu, so long as you're pro burrito.
Do they have Chipotles in Alabama?
Evidently so.
We don't have them here, do we?
No.
Do we not have one in Hattiesburg?
How does Alabama have them and we don't? Of course, Alabama has Bojangles, too, and we don't have those.
If there's a Chipotle in Hattiesburg, someone needs to text in right now with an address, because I thoroughly enjoy Chipotle. You ever seen the burritos there?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Never been inside
They're
one.
They're like this big. They're huge.
Seems to be a reoccurring theme to
Chipotle.
This show.
Chipotle.
Yep. Tanning Salon.
Bojangles.
Yeah, I've never been in a Bojangles either.
I would argue the list of places you haven't been is longer than the places you have been.
I think it's a safe bet.
Well, Yelp has their odds. Chipotle on East Pine Street, but
it's a guilty pleasure. Don't get me wrong.
And don't know that that's right.
Where's that at?
East Pine? No, I don't think there's. I don't. That would be almost into. I don't think there's anything down there. Chipotle.
It is delicious,
yeah,
but it's not like.
Yeah.
Budget food okay. by any stretch
well, anyway,
of the imagination.
Dude is trying to eat at Chipotle for 1,000 straight days. Now, officials with the restaurant caught wind of Dylan's stunt. He asked them after they contacted him. He says, hey, well, good luck with, you know, eating at our restaurant for 1,000 straight days. He says, well, you know, if I'm able to do this, would you buy me a Porsche?
It's very specific.
Right?
Chipotle's response? We'll see.
So, no.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
You might not want to admit it, guy, but you just got told no.
After careful consideration, no.
Is it my turn?
Sure.
All right. I was going to select from the news stories that you call on a daily basis, but I thought I'd bring this to you.
Okay, sure.
It's pretty interesting.
Right ahead, yeah.
An app intended as an online refuge for women became the site of alleged gender identity discrimination.
Uh-oh.
The court is hearing a landmark case that will test the meaning and scope of the Sex Discrimination Act in Australia. Roxanne Tickle, a transgender woman from regional New South Wales, is suing the women-only social media platform Giggle for Girls after being blocked from using the app, making this the court case of Tickle versus Giggle.
You can't make this up.
I am not making this up.
I'm not saying you can't make this up.
In a lawsuit filed in December 2022, Tickle claimed she was unlawfully barred from using Giggle in September 2021 after the firm and its CEO, Sal Grover, said she was a man. Tickle is seeking damages. We will keep you abreast of everything going on.
I see what you did.
With, poor choice of words.
With Tickle v. Giggle. Oh, man.
Tickle V Giggle, Dawn of Justice.
There's going to be a law student 10 years from now that has to give his 5-minute summation of Tickle V Giggle. I just thought everyone should be aware that's a real court case that is really happening in the real world.
That's a good time. Well, get ready, kids, because we're about to measure some wieners.
What in the name of all? What?
At least he didn't bury the lead.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah, throwing it out there on Front Street. I mean, some people are not going to be down with it.
Yeah, that's true.
I can leave now. BetUS.
BetUS, okay.
Is looking to pay someone $2,500, as I said, to do a little wiener measuring. They want somebody to measure every hot dog sold in Major League Baseball stadiums.
You did bury the lead.
The new employee will attend games and record wiener sizes. Various metrics like length, diameter, weight, price. Applicants should be hot dog enthusiasts and have a passion for sausages. We'll say that. Clean it up. Class it up a little bit.
You've done so well so far. Wiener measure. They are technically called wieners. It's just it's just a German word. You know, like, it's not our fault that someone else made it filthy. I mean, technically, you could say wiener in church, and there's nothing they could do to you.
Believe me, I know.
You were saying earlier you felt a little judgmental.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Okay. Well, don the robe, grab the gavel, because it's time for Judge Flybry's court.
We are a nation that likes to sue. We sue over silly things.
This is not a frivolous request.
Your Honor, I object.
You would.
And I remind you, sir, that you're under oath.
It is out of sheer morbid curiosity I'm allowing this freak show to continue.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Today's case, Your Honor, involves Starbucks.
Very well.
Let me lay it out for you here. Starbucks is facing a lawsuit because of their refresher fruit drinks. Are you familiar with the refresher fruit drinks?
I'm not.
Well, actually, that's probably good, so you can be impartial in this. John, are you familiar?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Had them on multiple occasions.
And John is also representing the aforementioned Starbucks in this particular trial. Anyway, they're being sued because, the plaintiffs claim that these fruit drinks like mango dragon fruit, pineapple passion fruit, and strawberry acai don't contain the aforementioned mango, passion fruit, or acai. Customers say they were overcharged, and Starbucks is using misleading drink names to fool these customers. As you will see in the rebuttal here, Starbucks insists that the names are meant to describe flavors, not actual ingredients. The plaintiffs in this case, Your Honor, are looking for $5 million in damages.
I see.
Man.
All right, Starbucks. Counselor?
Yes.
Let's hear the defense.
There's only one real thing to think about in a case like this, Your Honor, and that's precedent. There's a lot at stake here. If you rule in favor of these litigious, fly-by-night, frankly nonsensical human beings, you are opening a can of worms, a gate to hell. There is a long-standing and proud American tradition of naming things after what they sort of taste like as opposed to what they contain. Baja Blast contains absolutely no trace of Baja. We have fruit snacks galore that bear no resemblance to fruit whatsoever. This is de rigueur for the American diet. Flavors are simple suggestions, not ingredients. Also, Starbucks lets hobos use their toilet, and that's pretty solid. I rest my case.
That's your defense? Hobos can use the restrooms?
It keeps them from pooping on the street.
Okay. All right, Your Honor, you've heard both sides.
Indeed, I have.
Have you rendered a decision in the case?
I have reached a verdict.
Okay.
I have found Starbucks guilty.
Oh, come on.
You're a coffee shop. What are you selling AK for? And fruit things. Just sell coffee. I order you to pay the full amount.
$5 million to the plaintiffs.
Man.
They'll be able to afford one cup of Starbucks coffee. We've got a brand new scam alert to tell you about here this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this a believable scam unlike all of the other ones?
I'll let you be the judge because it actually involves the courtroom.
Oh, weird.
It seems a juror scam is making the rounds here in South Mississippi. A warning coming from the U.S. District Court says officials have received multiple reports of scammers calling or sending emails to individuals with threats of prosecution for failure to appear for jury duty in federal court.
I showed up. I was there. I went to that crap.
The scammer will then ask for personal information like a Social Security or credit card number.
Oh, come on!
Authorities warn that these calls are fraudulent, adding that the court system will never request Social Security numbers, credit cards, or any other sensitive information via phone or email.
Who is this dense person who thinks a court would need your credit card number for jury duty?
Well, you've skipped out on jury duty. We may have to, come arrest you, and we'll need a credit card for your bond.
I don't think you're allowed to pay court fees with a credit card. I think there's a law against that.
Well, maybe Steve over here doesn't know that.
People, I mean, I'm sorry. Some of these scams are so stupid that if you fall for them, you kind of had it coming.
Let this be a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not victim blaming here, but you got to be really dumb.
Never register to vote. You don't have to worry about these things ever again.
Is that the lesson?
That's the lesson.
Don't vote.
Yep. No. Don't register to vote. You still go vote. Yeah. Just don't register. That's what the Democrats do, right?
That's fair. You don't even have to be alive to vote Democrat. Mm-hmm.
I feel eyes rolling into people's heads all across the Pine Belt. Laurel Police Department once again is hosting a drug take back day. That's this Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Laurel Police Department headquarters in South Magnolia Street.
No takesies, backsies.
During this event, you can turn in any expired or unused medications for safe disposal, no questions asked. And of course, if you have any illegal.
If expired, you can still take them.
Yeah, well.
You'll probably be fine.
Don't listen to him, please. Yeah, what happens if you have illicit drugs?
Oh, by all means, bring them in too. No questions asked. Wink, wink.
It would be interesting, though. Imagine for a second, like...
You pull up in the parking lot of the law enforcement complex in Laurel and Magnolia.
I found this reefer.
Yeah, what you... That you could conceivably
open
happen.
Open your trunk and there's a couple of bales of pot in the back of the car.
Listen, potheads are very forgetful, as a matter of course. So what if you move into a new apartment and you check it under the sink... Trying to move in all your cleaning products, and you find yourself a brick of weed. Well, the responsible thing to do would be to call up law enforcement and be like, hey, listen, just moved in, found a brick of weed. Now, I understand not wanting to do that because it looks like you have a brick of weed.
Are you that stupid that you would call the police to tell them that you have pot? Come get it?
Well, what you don't want me to throw it out in the trash.
See, this is the responsible citizen thing to do, and yet you, by doing it, you incriminate yourself. It's a difficult situation.
I'll get to that as soon as I answer this phone call from the court system about my credit card numbers.
Just a week of Mondays.
Finding pot, jury scams, everything's coming up Lamar.
Thought I just had a skunk loose in my house.
Turns out it's a brick.
So, for those of you out there who have been thinking about doing a Botox kind of treatment to your face to try to, you know.
Yeah, I've thought about it. I love botulism. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This dang old turkey neck's got to go.
Might have something you might want to try in its place. Some TikTok users are smearing expired breast milk on their faces because they say it has the same effect as Botox.
In other words, there's botulism in your breast milk?
Well, it's expired.
Ew. Ew. It's going to smell like expired milk.
Women have been posting videos claiming the breast milk heals and tightens their skin. Health experts, however, don't recommend rubbing breast milk on your face. Well, because it contains bacteria.
Even non-curdled breast milk is disgusting. I can't imagine how it would taste to rent.
Also, where are you going to get it if you're not nursing?
Right?
You're just going to hit up a neighbor lady for some breast milk? Where are you going to get it from? Like, how do you even ask that question? Ma'am, hear me out. I have turkey neck. Mm-hmm. Apropos of nothing, may I have some of your breast milk?
Just a couple squirts out of each one. Ought to do me.
Like a mustard packet's worth. Like a mustard packet.
Yeah. Now do it again. Slowly.
I really feel like we're bonding here. You see the problem here, right?
Well, that's not expired if it's coming from the source.
You got to keep it.
Yeah, you got to keep it for a while. Set it on the counter overnight.
Yeah, right?
Can you order that online? Is there a market for breast milk?
I'm sure there...
I want to make it clear I'm asking for a friend.
I don't know, because you know, you have problems with... like eBay doesn't take that. You can't do that kind of stuff on eBay.
No, this would have to be a special website designed for breast milk. Mm. What? I know, we're all sitting here trying to think of the most offensive possible name for the website. I know, we're all in the process right now. It's a race to the punchline. I'd like to begin with Jugs R Us.
Okay. Do you have one?
Absolutely not. Not one I can say.
Just leaving me out here to twist in the wind.
That's how friends do one another.
You know, you brought it up.
Okay.
We're the victims here.
All right. How utterly ridiculous.
Gamazon.
Well played.
I think we've milked that one for all it's worth. John brought this to the table yesterday, I guess it was. Not here on the show, but on Facebook. It was, what was it? Big Word Day?
National Big Word Day.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to bring it up.
I brought it up just because I didn't understand basically what you were saying.
What?
I understand it was National Big Word Day, but your post didn't make any sense to me at all.
At all. You understood some of the words.
Very few.
You understood Big Word Day.
Those three right there, I did get.
Come on. You want to read it?
I don't have it in front of me.
I do.
Oh, of course you do.
It says, a very joyous Big Word Day to you and yours. May your lexicon be inundated with sesquipedalian verbiage, eliciting euphoria and intellectual stimulation. Embrace the magniloquence of language. Luxuriate in its grandiloquent beauty. And let the mellifluous resonance of polysyllabic expressions captivate your quintessence.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime ass. Go on.
You brought it up.
Huh?
All right. So, that got me to thinking, what is today?
Wednesday?
No, it's not Wednesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Yeah, we were talking about Wednesday earlier. Yeah, threw me off.
Yeah. It's German Beer Day.
Hey. Huh? Jawohl.
National Picnic Day. National English Muffin Day. National Movie Theater Day. Lost Dog Awareness Day. Cheesecake Day. Oh, I'm sorry. National Cherry Cheesecake Day. Also, Slay a Dragon Day.
You can't do all that.
Yeah, I mean, all we got is like bearded dragons now. And they're, why would you even do that? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Well, you have Komodo dragons.
Dude, if you have a German beer, an English muffin, and a piece of cheesecake, you are not going to be in the mood to slay any dragon.
It's also International Nose Picking Day.
Thank God for that.
Can we just go out and say that there's too many of these holidays?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's not even a real holiday.
See, I'd be more on board if there was some sort of officialness to them.
Mm.
Because I don't remember any of these being declared by Congress or Hallmark or anything.
Yeah, we need to just stop with it. Go ahead.
The following is a public plea for sanity. In case you haven't noticed, there's a daily holiday for just about everything. And we're not talking about the heavy hitters like Memorial Day and Christmas. We're talking about the smaller celebrations like National Pet Day and Pay It Forward Day. But when we glanced at today's calendar, we knew right away that it was probably time to speak up. For today is International Nose-Picking Day, which means someone somewhere actually thought we needed to reserve 24 hours to bring attention to the fine art of digging for gold. Now, we're all for a bit of harmless fun, but come on, who came up with this? I was about to sarcastically ask, what's next, National Butt Wiping Day? But it turns out there's a holiday for that too. We understand that International Nose Picking Day is actually intended for promoting good hygiene. But for God's sake, if you seriously need a special day of the year to be reminded not to mine for mucus, then you've got much bigger problems. So to whomever is in charge of creating holidays, we kindly urge you to please take a well-deserved vacation because you've clearly been overworked. This has been a public plea for sanity. Until the next questionable holiday, please do your part to keep the calendar clean. And your fingers, too.
So out of Jacksonville, Florida, we have this story of a bride by the name of Audrey Day. She recently grabbed a wedding guest instead of her husband during the big exit out of the church. or the reception.
Like, nobody said anything?
Well, she, you know, they're basically saying, okay, they're headed out to the car, off to the honeymoon, and she grabs an arm and just heads for the guests to the exit. Guests are laughing raucously until someone pointed out that she had grabbed the wrong person. And, of course, everybody erupts in laughter. It's just one of those embarrassing moments.
Hilarious.
Yes, right. But that got me to thinking, what was or has been the most embarrassing moment you've witnessed at a wedding? Could be your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been someone else's wedding that you were attending as a guest. Maybe one that you were participating in as either a groomsman, a bridesmaid, or...
So I had to be a part of it to share the story. It can't just be something I heard about one time.
I would prefer that.
Okay,
that... There goes mine.
Okay. All right. One that you've heard about then.
When Johnny Fontaine asked the Don on the day of his daughter's nuptials for a favor.
Yeah.
And then cries like a little girl in front of him.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do, Godfather? You can act like a man.
I could have crawled away when that happened. Okay. It wasn't technically like a part of the ceremony.
No.
But it's just locked in my head.
You want to crawl under the table and die. It's just like so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're embarrassed for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good one.
How about you?
I heard about this wedding one time at Cana where they ran out of wine.
Ugh.
But Jesus stepped in and fixed things up. But still, for the wedding host, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, that's... What is it? Proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
The six P's. The six P's of success.
Yeah. That's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Real story. The six P's of success are in the Bible.
Yeah, aren't they?
I think it's Leviticus.
Yeah. Sounds right.
No, actual story that I was a part of. One time I was at a friend's wedding. I will not say who. And the groomsman party, you know, the wedding's over. The reception is kicking off. And they're kind of behind the curtain of the banquet table.
Yeah.
And they're all, for some reason, pre-gaming. I thought that'd be a good idea. So they all take shots of extremely potent liqueur. And I guess the brother of the bride thought it would be a good idea to double down on that.
Oh, hey now.
And, of course, being the brother of the bride, at some point, it comes upon him the occasion to give a speech.
Yep. At least, at the very least, a toast.
Uh-huh. He rises from his chair and promptly falls off the elevated platform on which the wedding banquet table is situated, falls just through the curtain and disappears into the ether. As far as I know, all he did was conk his noggin, but it was not a good look. Like, he just disappeared in like a puff of fabric.
Bob Dole at a campaign rally.
Yeah, he Jerry Forded it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, gotcha.
It was a good time.
I've actually been a part of two kind of embarrassing moments. The first of which, I was, I believe, 4 years old at the time. And I was the ring bearer in a wedding. and
you lost your pants.
No, but as a lot of weddings do, when the ring bearer comes down the aisle, you're accompanied sometimes by the flower girl.
Sure.
Sometimes they send them separately. In this case, we walk down together. And, of course, the flower girl's job, the only job the flower girl has, is to toss petals onto the runway, you know, the aisle way that the bride will be coming down, right?
I've heard that.
I proceed through about 40 rows of pews to continually tell this girl, quit throwing those quit doing that.
You didn't know that that was her.
I didn't know. I was 4 years old.
You thought she was just littering.
Making a mess.
Yes, quit.
You're in a church, damn it.
You're not going to have any petals left by the time we get to the altar.
You had no idea.
None.
That a flower girl was supposed to do exactly what she's doing.
No.
That's pretty good.
Well, because my job was really to carry the pillow with the rings tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my only job. I wasn't taking the rings off and throwing them willy-nilly around the sanctuary.
You're not versing yourself in what flower girls do because you're a ring boy.
Yeah, right. Anyway, this is all predates a lot of people videotaping things, so thankfully there's no video of that.
That'd be a great video.
But there were a number of still pictures, obviously, of me.
Chastising the flower
chastising
girl.
Chastising the poor flower girl.
The only other one I can think of, and you reminded me of it because it involves a child not understanding the assignment. You know how back in the day they'd throw rice?
Yes.
So this kid was about six.
They still don't throw rice?
No, you're not supposed to because it's bad for the birds now.
Screw the birds.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just saying it's frowned upon now.
The birds will make more birds.
Well, this kid was given a handful of rice and did not understand that you're supposed to lightly toss it. So he pegged the groom right in the face.
Bird shot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he basically got a shotgun blast of rice.
Yeah. Good arm on that kid. Sign him up.
Well, I think he was like 2 feet away.
Yeah.
Like full force.
My own wedding, I had a little bit of a faux pas. And it was not horrible.
When Denise showed up.
Well, that was her faux pas showing up. Does it end up with me?
You lost your pants.
No.
Chastised the flower girl again.
What are you doing?
Had told him.
You're 40 years old now. Quit that.
It just still didn't understand the assignment.
No. No, I went to put the ring on Denise's finger, and it wouldn't go on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I don't know whether... Because, I mean, we had it pre-fit.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it was one of those deals where...
She's probably hot in the dress and her fingers were swollen.
Well, or yeah. Something along those lines, right?
I mean, yeah.
And so I'm...
Needed a fluid peel.
I'm literally grinding this, trying to screw the ring onto her finger.
Yeah.
Grinding her knuckle.
Yeah, quite literally. Yeah.
Blood dropping onto the floor.
With this ring, whether you like it or not.
All right, so we went to Facebook and asked y'all what are some embarrassing moments that you may have faced across a wedding or two.
Johnny Fontaine. Go on.
I wasn't even going to go down the road of telling him, so, you know, it just is what it is. Sandy said, my best friend, whose name's Karen, it's a flower girl story. The flower girl in Karen's wedding went under her dress during the wedding and just kept saying, Karen, 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 Karen.
Like a haunted dress.
Yeah.
Your crotch is talking to me.
Jeez.
Dave said, my brother was getting married right before the ceremony. The minister and I tried to talk him out of it. They divorced a few years later when he could take no more.
Right? Should've listened.
Whoa.
Justin said one of the bridesmaids' hairs caught fire during the rehearsal.
It's like a Michael Jackson Pepsi video.
The moral of the story here is Aquanet and candles don't mix well.
Why have real candles at your wedding so close to the actual wedding party?
Janet said, I was crying so hard my nose was running so much. This is at her own wedding. The pastor had to loan me his tissues before my husband could kiss the bride.
Oh, man.
You got snot on your face.
Just looking like Cousin Eddie's dog. Snots.
Donna said, the minister presiding was the groom's dad. He called his own son by the bride's last name.
Well, you know, you get caught up in the moment. couple of your lines. It happens.
Christy said the bride stepped in dog poop before she walked down the aisle, so she had this this pink satin dress on all over. Oh, she had they had pink satin over the carpet covered with rose petals, and she tracked the crap all the way through it.
So there's like a clump of rosebuds that she's picked up along the way,
and she's leaving probably a little residue of dog turd all the way down the aisle as well.
As the ceremony progresses, you hear more and more people go. As the aroma fills the church.
People are getting emotional.
Listener Downbeat Rose says, groomsman wearing overalls, not buttoned on the side due to him being 400 pounds.
Giving him some side boob.
Got so drunk he had to be held up by the other groomsman, but he was so bad off, he passed out, took two groomsmen holding him down as well.
See, there's someone for everyone.
Preacher didn't stop, kept the service going.
Didn't stop.
How about that?
That came from Alabama.
Had to, right?
I just know it.
You know, at the end of this, oh, you mean kiss the bride. Roll tide!
Oh, geez.
And finally, Howie said this one. He's got the trifecta here, or the quadfecta, as it were. Says, I sang at a wedding where all of this stuff happened. Ring bearer peed going down the aisle.
Nervous.
Had to go. Groom passed out because he locked his knees.
Yep.
Preacher said the wrong name. Bride's hair caught fire while lighting the unity candle.
Dude, read the room.
The groom used the bouquet to beat out the flames.
After recovering from passing out.
Oh, and to top it all off, as they were leaving the church, they both slipped on the wet steps going to the limo.
Come on!
Thanks to everybody who took part in our morning crew survey on embarrassing moments at weddings. We do appreciate you. Thank you so much for chiming in. Whether you're doing that or checking in via phone, texting, or emailing us. I occasionally get an email here. We appreciate you allowing us to be a part of your day and you guys being a part of ours. Lots of stuff going on here as we get into this this week. We've got Southern Miss baseball tonight. Golden Eagles making the short trip down to New Orleans. They'll take on Tulane. For those of you who are traveling to the Crescent City, travel safely. Bring back a black and gold victory tonight, will you please? Skipping ahead a little bit towards the weekend. Again, a lot of things going on. We've got the Extra Table Farm to Fork weekend beginning this Friday, and we'll run into Saturday as well. It's a really cool event, actually series of events that are going on. Also across the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Southern Miss Softball. The Lady Eagles, they are at home hosting Texas State at the Southern Miss Softball Complex. Also on Saturday, the Lake Bogahoma Bass Tournament, which begins at 5 a.m. with a boat check-in. Weigh-in begins at 2:30. You've got to pre-register to take part. You just can't walk up day of. And you need to pre-register by April the 26th. Also on Saturday, the YWCO is hosting its Centennial Y Day at the YWCO in downtown Laurel. That's on West Oak Street. That's going to go from 10 until 2. Again, that's on Saturday. Want to know more about these events and a whole lot more? Log on to rock104fm.com. Click on calendar. We've got all of the deets for you right there on that page off of rock104fm.com. Tomorrow morning, it's another Would You Rather Wednesday. Look to Facebook. We'll have a Would You Rather scenario, a query for you to ponder over, and we'll share the results, as well as bring to you a segment we call Food and Drink Trending. Plenty of chances to win free stuff and everything else you're going to need to know for your Hump Day Wednesday. So that's all coming up in the morning. Till then, for Flying Brian Hicks and John Lamar, I'm Tom Colch. Grab your kids all up. Give them a big old hug. Tell them that you love them. You don't have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday. It wasn't because I didn't wish it. So God bless. And we'll see you back here in the morning.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I say to myself, what a wonderful world. Sunny.
with a ladybug sometime and then sniff your finger.
The Rock 104 Morning Crew.